The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak, because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose I have come." So he went out to their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. A gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the first reading today, Job asks, "Is not man's life on earth a drudgery? A drudgery? Is not life a grind, a toil?" In the last verse of the reading of Job, he ends saying, "Remember that my life is like the wind. I shall not see happiness again." But in the responsorial psalm that we sang, states that God restores everything back to Job by saying, "Praise the Lord who heals the brokenhearted." We know well the story of Job. Job had everything. He had a good life. He trusted completely in God. He had everything. He had a beautiful family, many daughters, livestock. He had land. He was successful. In spite of this, he all of a sudden began to be tested by Satan. Satan goes to God and states, "He loves you because he has everything possible that any man could want. Wife, livestock, riches. Let me tempt him and I will show you that he will not love you and will disobey you and curse you." And God gives permission to the devil, to Satan, to tempt Job. In spite of his terrible fate, he continues to trust in God. The evil things that God permitted, allowed in Job's life came from Satan, because Satan believed that he loved God only because Job had a good life. Satan did everything possible to break Job. Everything. And Job never cursed God. He cursed the day that he was born because of the suffering that had laid upon him. But he never cursed God, continued in perseverance. The perseverance was rewarded. Satan gave up, and God blessed Job even more so after at the end of his life. My brothers and sisters, the turmoil, the drudgery, the grind and toil is well known to all of us. And if not to us at times in our neighborhoods, and we only have to look at our brothers and sisters around the world that are suffering famine, war, toil, the drudgery of life. But the message of God is clear, that for us too, as Job, the message is that trust in God is ultimately rewarded. Maybe not always here on earth, but later in heaven. And despite the suffering that we see and experience every day in this world, both our life and our suffering are not pointless. Thanks to the love of God. The mystery of Job's life, the mysteries of Jesus Christ, his life and his death and his resurrection, are our mysteries. Because we can become a Job, maybe not to the degree that we read in Job, but we toil, we grind, we ask questions about our lives and the lives of those in the world. The mystery of the life and the death of Christ is the life, is the mystery of our life, our death, and our resurrection. Moreover, it is our mystery. Those mysteries are our mysteries. God merited the mysteries for us. He redefined human life that included a meaning and a definition for suffering. The mysteries of Christ are ours. We own them. They were given to us to live, to embrace, to understand. The Old Testament is just full of stories over and over again. How trusting God always leads to a different, better way of life. These graces were merited through his passion and given to us through his resurrection. He distributes them to us. They are gifts to us to embrace. Of his fullness, we have received the likeness of Christ. Nothing is lacking. Nothing is missing. It is like those that go on a hike, on a trail, on an adventure, food, water, whatever we need, a knapsack. It's all there for the taking. And this is and must be our joy and our peace now in heaven. What is joy? Joy is possessing something good. And it can be material. You buy a new car, you're happy and you're joyful that you have that car. You going on a trip, you're joyful that you're possessing. My brothers and sisters, the joy that we as sons and daughters of God, that we know that the story ends well for us, regardless of our path, should be an abiding peace and joy, a peace that the world does not know, but that we know because of the crucifixion, because of we know of how things turn out, because we're told Sunday after Sunday, scripture after scripture, how God loves us, an abiding peace and joy. The problem is with this abiding joy that seems to slip away from us, and this peace that many times seems to slip away from us, is that we have demons. There are demons. And the demons that exist, that come from so many different ways, whether it's jealousy, addiction, temptation, erode at the joy and the peace that God wants to experience even now. Even now in the midst of perhaps great suffering, or a little inconvenience, or a little disorder in our lives. Perhaps how we have planned things that haven't gone the way we thought when we're in our older age. I never knew that we would be in a situation. I knew it's all part of a Job type of life that we must trust in God. But the demons exist. Since last Sunday's reading, there was a demon in the synagogue, in the church. Demons exist. They are on earth, they are in our hearts, they are in our minds, and they torment our souls. Throughout this week's readings in the daily masses, it was one demonic possession and expulsion by Christ. And even today, he went around preaching and expelling demons. Because we all have them. The demon of insecurity, whatever demon that robs us of our peace and our joy, that is a demon. And that comes from one and one author alone, and that is Satan. And all comes from the one author of that sin, Satan, of original sin, the first sin. And what is this first sin? This first sin is simply that we do not trust in the fatherly goodness of God. And the catechism is clear. Man, tempted by the devil, let his trust in his Creator die in his heart, and abusing his freedom, disobey God's commandment. We don't trust. We don't trust that how can a God love us so much and yet allow so much evil, either in our personal lives, in our brothers and sisters around the world, in the whole creation, when there's so much disorder, so much of everything that we don't understand. It is an attack on the loving fatherhood of God. Not unlike either a rebellious teenager or an eight-year-old doesn't understand the things that go on from a parental perspective. But we have that perspective. And God has a perspective that is above our ways. So let us trust. Let us trust in His plan for ourselves, for the world. Let us put to flight the demons that exist in our own selves, in our world, in our hearts. But for that, there is a battle. There is a battle that must be fought with prayer, with attendance at Sunday Mass, perhaps more regular weekly Mass, fasting. We thank God for Holy Mother Catholic Church, for the priesthood, for the sacraments that give us the equipment to engage in this battle. Again, the joy and the peace that we can experience amidst the battle is that we know how the story ends. And that it ends well for us. It ends very good for us. And because we have that confidence, because we have that trust in a God that loves us, then we can abide in joy, and there is nothing, an event, a person that can rob us. We will suffer. We will and can live the life of a Job. But then we will be able to be called sons and daughters of God. Sons and daughters of freedom. That is not an easy task, but it is a great undertaking. It is a great adventure. Let us pray for this. Let us know that we have a loving Father, that Satan will rob us of this, and will go to all extremes through whatever we experience. But let us trust our Father and know that He loves us beyond measure. Thank you.